morning, everyone. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience, Hour 2 on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, where talk is fun, all the things. We've got DJ Rock Lobster in the house. Yeah. How was your drive in, Rocco?
You know, it was slow. I heard you were a little bit late. Or am I not supposed to talk about it?
I don't know. Don't tell the bosses.
No, I have to drive 4 kids to school and then drive to work. Yeah, it was, you know, slow going, but guess what I did yesterday? Put new tires on the car.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're one of those guys.
I didn't do snow tires. We do that on my wife's car, and we endorse it.
Okay.
But we have a nice Subaru, you know, 4-wheel drive. So I just got new tires because I'm like, hey, I'm driving 4 kids around.
Good point. You know what I mean?
Good thinking.
And 3 of them aren't mine.
Right.
I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Vulnerable moment for me and a
confession. What's going on, Donna?
I don't think I've ever put snow tires on my car. Ever.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that never have.
We didn't until recently. You know, we went our, you know, 40 years of living without doing it. And now that we've done it, we like it. And, you know, you put them on, you know, November through, you know, March, and you take them off, keep them in the garage.
We've accidentally kept ours on.
Oh, really?
We got them for Lou's van because it's a front wheel drive. And so those vans can have back tires spinning quite a bit. They say it like this. Having all weather tires, which is what most people have, that's like, imagine you're walking on a slippery driveway and you're in your tennis shoes. Pretty good. Like, it's better than stilettos, right? So it's pretty good. But snow tires are like when you're walking on a slippery driveway, but you have those big chunky boots on.
Yeah. What are those things that people put under their shoes?
Yak tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tracks.
I bought some for my wife. She's never used them.
Oh, no, Rocco.
I thought it was a great birthday present or something.
It kind of is, yeah. But it's just kind of a hassle to put them on. Right. It's like, okay, all of a sudden you're a horse that needs to put those horseshoes on your feet.
What do you call them? Horseshoes?
I appreciate that you're coming to Rocco's aid here, but let me just try to speak on behalf of women out there. I bet that's not really a great present. If your significant other gets you a gift and you unwrap it, oh, what could it be? These are called yak tracks. These are spikes that you need to slide your shoe into.
Especially if you didn't ask for them.
I feel like she did, and she still didn't like it.
Okay. Oh, what do you do? I got some music news. You want to hear it?
Yeah. I like it.
Give us a beat.
Here it goes.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yeah!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Well, let me start with the big headline this morning, and that is that Drake has withdrawn his 2 Grammy nominations for 2021.
Say what now?
He was nominated for Best Rap Performance and for Best Rap Album for Certified Lover Boy, and he withdrew consideration.
Wow. Why?
Great question, Steve.
So he's stepping out saying, I don't want that.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so the decision was made by Drake and his management team. The request will be honored. It's unclear as to why he chose to withdraw, but it may have something to do with The Weeknd or some of, you know, that controversy.
Mm.
You know, The Weeknd vowed to boycott the Grammys.
Yep.
And Drake believed the album was a lock for a nomination and said we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards after The Weeknd was snubbed. So that's what people are assuming is the reason.
Sure.
In the New York Times, they recently reported that as part of a surprise rule change this year, in which the big 4 general field categories were expanded, they went from 8 to 10 nominations. And so they just started adding more artists, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I guess you could see that, yeah. It's like everybody gets a ribbon, sort of a thing.
Yes. Anyway, the Grammys come up on the 31st of January.
Yeah, they'll be here in a jiffy.
Yeah.
Jiffy pop. Sorry, stream of consciousness.
Were we playing word association?
I just want to briefly jump in and say non-music related. I think Venmo is so stupid. and I hate it, and I don't know how to do it right now. I'm trying to send somebody money, and I hate that you just see everyone else is like, hey, Kimberly and Ryan just paid Susie $20 for soccer. I don't care. I don't want to see this crap.
Private. I know. I do all mine private.
I know. I just hate that that's even the natural thing.
Because they're trying to be like Facebook and Instagram, and so that you have a feed and you can see, like, I could see Alexis, so-and-so paid Alexis this, and then it'll have a picture of, like, a knitted hat.
Right.
You know?
You know what's weird is sometimes I'm like, hey, should I PayPal you or Venmo you? And it turns out I think they're both owned by the same company.
Oh, I'm going to
I always want to Cash App people. I wish more people had Cash App. That's what I wish.
Is this one you invented or something?
No. That's the funny thing about this. Cash App was created by the same folks who created Square. So, like, okay. Jack Dorsey is behind Square, right? He's the guy who just stepped down from it. He was, like, a Twitter founder. Just stepped down from that. Cash App makes more sense as you say it out loud. It's the Cash App. You can send cash with it. Venmo, this is just like Blu-ray 1 in the world of DVDs, even though, guess what was out first? HD DVDs. It's like, yeah, high-def DVDs. The thing that seems like it would make more sense doesn't. It works exactly like Venmo, except there isn't the social element of it. But anytime I say to someone, do you have Cash App? They say, I have Venmo. And now I'm trying to use Venmo for the first time in, I'll be honest, guys, a long time.
I wonder
somebody dropped off pepper jelly. What am I supposed to not pay for it?
Is there a pepper jelly animation you can use? Steve paid Janet for this little...
Yeah, then you take a pepper, you look for a pepper, and then you look for a jelly.
Oh,
okay. Come on, Steve, it's so fun. And then everybody will know.
I hate this stupid stuff. I don't even know. It's not even intuitive. I just want to pay people.
It's not intuitive.
It's not.
There's a final button that will say pay. So you.
What is that, transfer money?
No, don't transfer money unless you need to.
I need to transfer her money.
No, you need to pay. It'll say request pay or make payment.
It says transactions stories. Stories?
I will deal with this later.
It's not Money Monday, dude.
I'm not going to be able to concentrate.
Steve.
Listen.
Everybody, take out their Venmo app. Okay?
Pay Steve
in
for some pepper jelly.
In the lower right-hand corner, it says, look at my phone. It says pay or request.
Okay, So mine didn't say that. Here's what mine looks like. Come on, adjust.
What are you, me? My stuff never works.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
Click on your head in the lower right.
Look, my head's top left. I'll click on my head. I want to scan. This woman sent me a code.
I gotta go.
I want to scan the code.
I can't handle it.
I don't know. All right, let's take a break. I gotta Venmo someone for Pepper Jam, and now seems like a good time to do it. When we come back, Donna found this fun list. I only peeked, and then I was like, wait, I want to know when it happens. It's a list of things that are technically illegal, but they're not ethically wrong. Frankly, some of them are really nice, but technically they're illegal. We'll go through that. When we come back, it is the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
All right, before we get to this list of things that are illegal, but not necessarily unethical, I have to make a confession.
Oh, I'm all ears because I feel like this is going to be good for me to find out.
Well, how's Venmo going for you? You having a problem with that?
No, I just successfully paid.
Oh, good.
My jam lady, and I even got sucked in as I sent in, I said, for jam, it said why, and I said jam, and then they brought up these gifts.
Yeah.
And so I just clicked on one of somebody like rocking out like, this is my jam.
Oh, funny. That's funny. So, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. My confession is I asked you a question via email. And you said, check your calendar. It should show up there.
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
So what Donna's referring to, we have a big soiree tonight, a little company gathering. And do you have the original email? I'm trying to figure out if I RSVP'd. And I just don't have that original email. But I think that if you just check your calendar, it would show you. So you have two spots to check your calendar. Mm-hmm. One would be on your phone.
Oh yeah, I don't do that.
The other would be on your in your email. You're in your email right now, right?
Uh huh. And then so I'd like you to look right.
Yeah, yeah. So find a little calendar icon, maybe bottom left.
Mm. Oh, maybe that's it.
And then scroll down to the evening of this day. Mm. See if there's a.
Are we on the air?
Okay, anyway, I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, I hope to see you there.
I hope they let me in. I don't know if I RSVP'd. Okay, so anyway, there is a list of, like I said, things that we do that are illegal. Okay?
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. Like, for example, it is illegal to pay for someone else's parking meter.
Come on.
But it's nice, right?
It's a very nice thing. So nice things are illegal.
I guess so.
Hope you're happy.
All right. Let's see. That's stupid. Pirating media that isn't available for purchase in your area.
Yeah, that would strike me as...
That sounds illegal.
I mean, that's illegal because this list is like things that are illegal but not ethically wrong. That sounds like ethically, yeah, that's stealing. Probably wrong.
How about making photocopies of sheet music?
I mean, it feels like that would be okay. Come on,
all right,
man.
All right, how about this? Loitering in a park. Isn't that the point? To loiter? To get people to go there?
I guess you're right.
I guess we have to define loiter.
No loitering. A lot of signs say no loitering. I think a loiterer would be, you're loitering if you're just standing there without any intent.
Purpose?
Yes. Yes. You can't, don't loiter outside of my convenience store, please. Which means either come or go, but this is not a place for you to just
hang
be.
Out and meet your friends, that yeah. type of thing. Like when loitering. I was in high school, we used to hang out at Carvel to get some cookie puss.
Okay, so that probably begs a little context when
okay,
you say
cookie
that.
Cookie puss is an ice cream cake.
Yeah, you definitely have to lead with. I understand, but not everybody knows that. Okay. And out of context, that sounds jarring.
Sorry, I blew up.
Sheesh.
All right.
How did that get cleared by the Yahoos at Carvel? Could this read awkward at any point, or do we continue? No, I like it. Cookie puss.
It's cute.
No, I don't think the back half of that suffix, I don't think you can
no,
do that.
No, that's society's fault for turning a cute little word into something like that. What about
well, I get it,
puss
but
in boots?
How about I still don't like puss in boots, and I would not say like, oh, do you have an animal? Like, do you love animals? Yeah, I rescued this puss.
Pussycat.
No, I understand that it comes from that.
Some people call your face your puss.
True. Right in the pussa.
Right, yeah.
Yes! Honestly. I think it's a kissa.
I've heard both.
Okay. Yeah. What about pussy willows? I mean, what
you're
are you
scaring me every time you say this.
What are you supposed to call them?
Willows.
They're not willows, though.
But you don't have to be the person who ruins the conversation by saying pee willow. I don't think it's good.
Oh, my God.
I really, that's because they're so cute. Is there another word for them? Let's see.
For what?
For cookie puss?
They are
I don't
both,
know, willow trees.
Okay, they're male and female plants.
Boy, didn't see that coming.
Huh. Anyway.
So you seem like the kind of person who says this without flinching. Like, I would really stop before even saying pee cat.
I'd be like, grow up.
I'd be like, what are you talking about, grow up? Don't you know what that means?
But don't you say that to, like, your kids? Like, oh, look at the pussycat.
No, I don't like hearing does. This word come out of your mouth.
Oh, I'm so...
Out of your pusser.
No, don't say that.
Well, wait, I thought this was okay.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're really teetering here.
That
okay.
was like, where's the exit music?
Right. All right, here are some other things. These okay. are things that are illegal but not necessarily unethical. Jaywalking and crossing the street on a red light as a pedestrian when there are no cars.
Listen, you're talking to a two-time ticket getter
That's
for
right.
jaywalking. And so I agree. Come on, there's no cars. I'm just going to cross the street here. Stupid.
Prostitution.
Okay, well, I...
Everyone does it for free. Why can't you get paid? That's got to be a joke right there. It's from Reddit, so these are people.
I mean, you know, that could be debated.
I guess.
You know, you pay somebody for their time when they're a lawyer.
It's true.
You know, I'm just saying.
Rocco, pro-prostitution.
You know, that'll be the entire 11 o'clock hour. Stick around for that.
Do you talk with your wife about how you're in favor of prostitution before or after you give her the yak tracks for a gift? Probably I mean, things before. Must be blowing up right now. Oh, the love is in the air at the Bonello household.
It's funny. And sleeping in your car. And drinking at 20 years and 364 days.
That's funny, right?
Mm. Right.
Isn't that weird? It's that weird.
It's weird.
But you got to honor it. So just to be clear, we started this with Venmo talk. We walked through how to accept calendar invites. We did a lot of explicit talk right in the middle that was courtesy of Donna Valentine. And then we rounded it out with age.
What?
That music couldn't hit it a better point.
And sex work.
And sex work, that's right. All right, let's play a game.
All right, fine. The game is called the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. It's me versus Donna. Rocco is our game maker. You can call 651-641-1071. You'll get to play and be on air with us. Team up with me or Donna. With the right person's going to win you a fancy MyTalk prize. Game time next on MyTalk.
Okie dokes. Welcome back to the show. Donna and Steve on MyTalk 1071, where talk is fun. Let's play a little game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
You know, it is Pearl Harbor Day, but I'm not going to quiz you on
thank God.
World War II films. I think I'm going to save that for Laurie and Julia later today at 5. But today is also, from what I read, Illinois Day. I guess they were made a state around this time, you know, some back in the day. Nice. I didn't do a lot of research on this. Here's what I did research. Famous people born in Illinois. And you know what? Just to keep it interesting, I made it people that were not born in, how do you spell it? Chicken in a car.
In a car can't go.
Chicago. No, we're going to go outstate Illinois.
Oh, I didn't even know there was outstate Illinois. Oh, no.
The capital's not even Chicago. You know who knew that? Chrissy knew that. Here she's on the phone to play along with you guys.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
How
here,
are
Chris,
you?
Chrissy, we're going to quiz Donna now. Donna, what is the capital of Illinois?
It's not Chicago.
No, we know that. It's not Chicago.
It's Morton Grove.
Morton Grove? Is that right, Kristen?
Chrissy?
I have no idea. Oh, I don't remember. I knew at one point.
Oh, I thought she really knew. Rocco, what in the bleep?
Springfield.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I went there a couple years ago. The Lincoln's Tomb is a pretty amazing thing. They got a Lincoln Museum downtown. That's the part that's amazing. They put on this movie about the life of Lincoln, and it's got special effects and wind blowing and cannon smoke, and totally worth checking out.
Wow, that's fun.
In fact, question number two is going to involve a famous person from Springfield. Chrissy, who do you think knows more about famous people from Illinois that are not from the city of Chicago?
Oh.
I am going to go with Donna.
Okay. Why?
Because I'm better than you.
Donna!
Donna's right, the smart one. It says it in your open.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Thanks,
all right,
Chrissy.
Bye now.
Bye, Steve.
Okay, there goes Steve. All right, and there goes Chrissy. She's still there, but I just turned her down. We're going to start with this guy. We're going to go way back to 1900. In 27, that's when this guy was born.
Oh, boy.
He was born in Paris, Illinois.
Okay.
It's not far from Terre Haute, Indiana, from my brief research. Oh. He was a child actor in Our Gang / Little Rascals. His character was known for his trademark cowlick and freckles and for serenading his love interest, Darla.
But want the character name?
Yeah, I'll tell you the guy's name. The guy's name was Carl Switzer.
It's Alfalfa.
Is a Schmigadoon actress born in Springfield in 1984. She also plays the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party on SNL.
Oh, Debbie Downer. Oh, do I need her name?
Yes.
Oh, but I'll get back to you.
Born 1940 in Peoria, he was in the movies Stir Crazy, The Wiz, and Silver Streak.
The Wiz. Gene Wilder? No, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Comedian, and his name is, oh God. He's a big comedian.
He is. There's a statue to him in downtown Peoria.
Black guy.
Correcto.
A fire. There was a fire situation with meth
Chrissy,
or something.
Can you help her? Do you know who she's talking about?
Richard Pryor?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So she said the first guy was Alfalfa from... Do you guys call it Little Rascals or Our Gang? I mean, both
Little
are acceptable.
Rascals.
That's what I call it, too. I think Donna's right. How about the second one? She didn't know this one. She was in Schmigadoon, and she plays the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party on Saturday Night Live. Who is that actress?
Is it Molly Shannon?
Nope.
No.
Darn
that's
it.
The other one.
It's the one who plays Debbie Downer. Wah, wah. Wah. All right, I guess we're going to have to just... skip it.
Okay, and then Richard Pryor, you guys are liking. So yeah,
we'll like
that.
It. Yeah. Okay, come
okay,
on,
let's wave at Steve. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Okay, hey, Steve. Hi, Steve. Steve.
All right, I'm going to quiz you on famous people from Illinois, but not from Chicago.
Nice.
We'll start with this guy. This guy was named Carl Switzer. That name probably doesn't ring a bell for you.
No bells.
He was born in 1927 in Paris, Illinois, and he was a child actor in Our Gang / Lil Rascals. His character was known for his trademark cowlick and freckles and for serenading his love interest, Darla. Name that Lil Rascals character.
Alfalfa.
Name the Schmigadoon actress born in Springfield in 1984. She also plays the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party on SNL.
Say the year of her birth again?
1984.
Okay, pass.
And born in Peoria, 1940.
Damn it.
He was in the movies Stir Crazy, The Wiz, and Silver Streak.
Michael Jackson. No.
Shoot. I just realized it's Kristen Wiig.
I was going to say Kristen Wiig, but it's not.
It's not.
Oh, because Kristen Wiig plays that character where she tells everyone's secret when it's a surprise party.
Oh, that's so funny. She loves surprises. She ends up like running through the window of a house at one point because she just can't hide it.
Let's go over the answers. You guys both knew it was Alfalfa.
Nice. My mom used to tell me I look like Alfalfa.
You do. Steve, don't let... Wait, Rocco.
Yes.
Who plays Debbie Downer?
I had to look it up. It's Rachel Dratch.
Rachel Dratch.
Yes.
The woman you couldn't come up with, and I always forget her name too, even though I think she's awesome, is Cecily Strong.
Cecily Strong, son of a biscuit.
I don't know what character you're talking about.
The girl, she's on Weekend Update. She's cute, but she's kind of buzzed and goes on forever about things you don't want to talk about.
Got it.
She's the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation
with.
She
used to be the co-anchor of the Weekend Update.
Yeah, you're right. With who? With
I think with Colin Jost. I think.
That sounds right.
Pre-Michael Che.
And the last guy Steve didn't get, but the other two ladies got, was Richard Pryor.
Oh, no.
If you go to my Instagram, you'll see a picture of the statue of Richard Pryor in Peoria because my father lives in the outskirts of Peoria. I'll be there for Christmas.
I'll be there for Christmas. I love it. Chrissy, you won.
Chrissy gets a My Talk t-shirt.
Yay, Chrissy! Woo, thanks for picking me.
Yes, thanks for being awesome, Donna.
Oh, you're awesome too, Chrissy. We should have drinks. See you, Chrissy. Okay, bye.
Steve, you're pretty cool, too.
Whatever.
Okay, have a great day.
He'll go get that information. Donna, have you seen my Instagram yet?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do you like it?
Nope.
How come?
Because you look dumb. That would have been great for Halloween, though.
Last night, I had my beard, and I was like, I'm going to trim my beard. And then I left a Fu Manchu and some mutton chops. And didn't tell anyone in my family. And the reaction that I got live from Lou was really, really like aggressive. She was animated. And so I started the camera probably about I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 seconds too late. But boy, she really had some feelings. She had some feelings about it. And it's on my Instagram. And my daughter, my six-year-old daughter, ended up saying, "I don't like your face," is what she said.
Oh, that's funny.
Can I not use the term that I just used? Are you sure?
I don't know.
I'm here to learn. The handlebar mustache? Hang on. People are using it on Instagram commenting me. Fu Manchu is a fictional villain who was introduced in a series of novels by the English author Saxe Rohmer during the first half of the 20th century. The character was also extensively featured in cinema, television, radio, comic strips, and comic books for over 90 years, and has become an archetype of an evil criminal genius and mad scientist while lending his name to the Fu Manchu mustache as well.
I wouldn't say that's what you had, though.
Because no, that is. It's
But it's not hanging down below your chin free like hair is. It's still attached to your face.
Yeah, Rocco, we were just trying to figure out if I'm canceled for calling my handlebar mustache a Fu Manchu. Donna started giving me signals. She was frying my brain waves. I couldn't even concentrate because I knew what she was doing. And then she was going to hold up a card in front of her camera. I didn't expect her to say, "You're canceled."
I'm kind of with you on this. I think a Fu Manchu... I think you're right. You're both kind of right. It does need to sort of hang off the face like, you know, like those old Chinese movies and stuff.
So, Steve, okay.
The fact that it goes, you know, handlebar-y is sort of Fu Manchu. I don't know. So it's American Fu Manchu.
I guess it's acceptable to say that. Kind of like the Shelby tie. Yeah. Shelby.
A full straight mustache extending from under the nose, past the corners of the mouth, and growing downward past the clean-shaven lips and chin in two tapered tendrils.
It would have to be like, you know, hair like this, like my hair hanging like that.
Yeah.
You'd have to let the mustache grow.
Have you seen the Wikipedia? Because basically Wikipedia agrees with Donna, and then there is a whole sub-wiki called Confusion with Horseshoe Mustache.
So, but... Oh, okay. But to be clear, I'm not canceled,
you're not
right?
You're not canceled.
Donna suggested that I had just accidentally said something with racist undertones, which I think how canceling works means that she was actually racist and she gets canceled. Right? If somebody thinks that something was, yes!
Oh,
all right, welcome back. It's the Donna and Stephen Rocco Show.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
I got logged out. Okay, here I go. All right, so there is an urgent warning from Google. Oh, shoot, I don't have time to tell you.
Why don't you save it?
Can I save it?
Why don't you save it real quick?
This is for Android users, okay?
Yeah, because we're going to need to break this down. So we'll save that. Quickly before we go, we do want to remind you that our 14th annual Santa Project is happening right now to benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charity. So bring a toy or a gift to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique at the Convention Center during the Shop Girls broadcast taking place Saturday, December 11th. My Talk will get those toys and gifts to the kids and families at Ronald McDonald House in time for the holidays. Details, mytalk1071.com. Your keyword is Santa. When we come back, Donna issues a grave warning for those of you who use Android. Next.
All right, we're back. And we appreciate you listening to the Donna and Steve Experience featuring DJ Rock Lobster.
Android user.
I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, because he screws up anytime we start sending funny pictures or videos.
He doesn't respond,
and it's
because
of that.
Rocco loved an image.
Oh, yeah. So here's the deal. This is less of a warning and more of a heads up. Google is warning millions of Android users when apps might be spying on you. It's a new feature within your phones.
Okay.
That will alert you when the microphone or the camera has been activated. It's similar to a warning that I guess already exists on the iPhone.
But the
Google feature was added to phones in the latest Android 12 update.
I like it.
So if you don't have that yet, you'll be able to see it. It'll be in the top right corner of your screen. You'll see a camera or microphone icon when an app attempts to access either one. Now, it doesn't always mean that somebody's spying on you. It could just be, you know, Instagram or if you're making a video. But you can also see a rolling log of the activity.
A rolling log.
Yeah, it's a rolling log. Watch,
that lumberjack's going to win this contest.
It's, you know, a log information which apps have that will tell you when they access your camera, your microphone, or your location. So just look inside the privacy dashboard inside settings, and you'll find out all that information there. That's all I wanted to tell you.
Thanks, Donna.
Follow-up question. It's coming. Doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
Why do they call it a log?
I don't know.
Does it have to do with that log's role in that a log is like a rolling paper, like we need to keep taking notes? Does this go back to scrolls?
Welcome back to our new segment called I don't know.
We've got into a couple of our new segments today. We had Vulnerable Moment.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That'll be a rolling one.
See what I did? Oh, it's like, yeah, it's a log, dog.
That's right.
We did. Is this a Fu Manchu?
Well, and then, yeah, I guess the working title for that was, is he canceled?
Yeah, that could be every day.
Good. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Especially the 10-20 segment where we discussed whether you can use the P word.
Donna's.
When you're talking about plants and cookies, ice cream. And
There's your slow jam for this week.
Yeah, right? When somebody called in to say
that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was just heinous.
Don't make it a thing and it won't be a thing.
Hey, let me tell you this.
That's a new segment, too, Mark.
Don't make it a thing.
and it won't be a thing.
You can do something with that, Rocco.
For sure.
By the way, hopefully I'll have a little fun announcement that I can make tomorrow about a trip that I'm taking. But I just want to tell you this, that I have to get a COVID test for a thing that I'm doing. And the reason I'm not making an announcement today is because if the COVID test comes back
positive,
it ain't happening. You know what
sure,
I mean? I live
sure,
and die
sure.
by the COVID test. But these folks that I was trying to schedule this event with said, hey, we need you to get a COVID test, a negative COVID test, 48 hours prior to. And then they said, we offer a concierge service.
Oh.
Which means I've had to do this for other things. I had to go to LA a few weeks ago and had to like schedule. I went and got that Wander test done at the MSP airport. And it's a rapid PCR test that you can get. And you can take it if you're traveling that day and you need an update, you can take it. The problem is it's $200 to get the rapid PCR test. That's the brain swab thing. There's a rapid antigen test, which is just a Q-tip in the base of your nose, and that's only $99. Whereas if you just got it done at GS Labs in Shakopee, which is where I always get it,
they have
the antigen test available for free, but they are backed up, again, on their PCR test. Point of all this is, as you know, it can get kind of confusing when you're doing the test. It's got to be very specific. But they were going to have someone come to me, Donna. They said, when and where do you want to be? Have you ever heard of something like this?
No.
I'm telling you, not because I lived this life. It was a peek in at how some stars are able to travel with peace of mind and appear on these different shows.
That makes sense.
I was notified this morning they do not have any of these vendors, this concierge-style COVID test in Minnesota. But in other states, they do, where if a company wants you to come out to speak at an event or to be a part of a conference or whatever, someone comes to you and swabs you.
That's nice.
Me like you that.
That's great.
Me now not doing that, though. Me now going to airport.
Good luck, Steve.
Do you mean that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I don't want you to have COVID.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I hope I don't.
May I carry on with my story now?
All right, but mine had to do with the word concierge, which was fancy. What do you got?
Well, one, I'm caught up on The Shrink Next Door. I have one more episode, I think. And I can't stop watching it.
Really?
It is so disturbing.
Okay, I want to talk about it.
Okay. Have you listened
my
to the
wife,
podcast?
I listened to the podcast, and my wife and I watched maybe two or three, and I think we're not sticking with it.
You're bailing.
Kinda. I can't stop watching. I already know what's going to happen, not because I read about it. You can just see it coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by the performances.
For sure. Yeah.
Paul Rudd is unbelievable.
It's very subtle. Like, if you like Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd for when they're super funny, you're probably going to be disappointed by this because it's not super funny.
Is it based on a true story or just based on a fictional podcast?
No, it's a true story, and it's so messed up. And you can see how Will Ferrell is like this. He lacks confidence. He's a business owner, but he's unsure of himself, and he doesn't want to let anybody down. You really want to smack him. You just want to be like, snap out of it. And this guy, his shrink is basically trying to help him get more confidence, and you need to do this and you need to do that, until he eventually starts taking over his life.
Oh, geez.
And it's and people around Will Ferrell's character, Marty, are like,
dude,
Steve, I think you should watch it.
I don't know.
Their performances are fantastic. They should be up for Emmy Awards.
I don't know why I haven't been interested in this yet. And I want to. You know I love Will Ferrell. I love Paul Rudd. I want to, and I just, it hasn't.
It's very angsty.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it gives me agita. I watch it, and I'm like, oh, no. Really?
How many episodes are there currently?
7 right now. I think there's 8 total.
Hmm.
What? Well, they're kind of quick. Not exactly. It might be too slow for you. I don't know.
I don't know.
And I'm also watching Yellowstone, and that...
I bailed on that.
I'm sticking with it. It's really disturbing. I'm like, every time I watch it, I go, oh my God, these are really bad people.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like I felt when I watched The Sopranos.
Oh, like, really?
Like, you kind of...
It's the Montana mob.
Yeah. You're kind of rooting for the family, but then you're like, no, why am I rooting for them? They're awful.
Yeah.
And it's just all about land. And it's kind of like between this one but a lot of white families. And then you've got all these, you know, indigenous people whose land was stolen from them. And it's just, oh my God, it's like cowboys and Indians kind of thing.
But a modern day take.
Yes. And by the way, the same people who brought us Yellowstone are going to be doing a mob series with Sylvester Stallone on a streaming service. We'll let you know when we find out more about that. All right?
All right.